Phoneboy Speaks, episode 511, iPhone camera helps.
Nokia, at least prior to the acquisition by Microsoft of their smartphone division, was always known for having good cameras in their smartphones. And I've had many Nokia phones over the years. Some had better cameras than others. The kind of the gold standard for me, anyway, was the Nokia N95, which I still have. And you know, granted by today's standards, it's probably not that great of a camera. But the one thing it does have that other cameras don't have is optical zoom, which is or I should say other smartphone cameras. But you know, it had this hump on the back kind of thing. And as I say, I still have it. It's a nice phone. And you know what, where Nokia made headlines recently was when they did this PureView technology, which they originally released on a Symbian phone, which you know, and, I mean, it was kind of late for Symbian. I think it was more of a proof of concept at that point, although a lot of really geeky camera people bought it, and you know, it's still good technology, and they did eventually roll it out in the Windows phones, and you know, now that's all part of Microsoft. But apparently one of the guys that helped make it possible at Nokia has been hired by Apple. Now, Apple actually makes pretty good cameras for their smartphones, and I think maybe not as fantastic as the PureView stuff, but certainly I think acquiring some talent from Nokia in this area certainly won't hurt. Now, of course, you know, Nokia has Nokia/Microsoft has all these patents now, so obviously, Apple's not going to do it the same way, but I'm sure this guy that they got, a guy by the name of Ari Partanen, and I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but anyway, I think it's good, right? It's bringing in some more ideas and improving things. I'm sure we won't see humps on the backs of iPhones anytime soon. That probably won't be happening, but you know, anything that can improve the camera that you already have in your pocket is a good thing, and definitely a lot of people have iPhones in their pockets, at least in the U.S. I know it. You know, I don't want to get into the debate about Android phones versus iPhones versus Windows phones and market share and stuff, because you can dissect that a number of ways. But I think anything that can improve the state of the art in you know, smartphone cameras is a good thing, especially since that's increasingly that is the pictures that are being taken, and you know, I definitely want to see better pictures, so we'll see what happens with this, of course, but it's, you know, and it will probably be 2 to 3 years before we see any phones that are that use some of the ideas from this engineer that was responsible for some of the stuff at Nokia. But I think it's a good thing to see more of that, and you know, that's something that Android really needs is a decent smartphone camera, and we just haven't seen it yet. And they need to make some if the Android handset makers want to improve on that, then they're going to need to invest some time and money in getting the right people and also in the software, because I think that's part of what, you know, made Nokia's phones good, aside from the optics, right, is the software was good. And that was one of the few places their software was okay, but that's and I think that's what helps improve the iPhone's camera. It's not that, you know, the sensor probably helps all of those things have to work together for a good smartphone camera.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.